If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. We're going to empower you. That's right. Magical engineer Frank, are you ready? He's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about, first part of the show, some biological aging and what science is saying about it, doing about it, and what we can do about it. And we do have a quack report and a lot of good stuff, but before we get to all that information, fix, loot, and simplify to righteous men and women in uniform, I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in 1 Peter 4. It says, yes, if a man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this, on his behalf. And 1 Corinthians has this to say in chapter 2, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Absolutely, heaven is going to be drop-dead beautiful, and but of course you'll live forever there. And you'll have peace beyond all understanding. So you just don't know what God has prepared for all of those who believe. And, you know, he's coming soon. So mind the time. If you don't know the Lord, seek his face. Get in the Word of God. And repent from sins and be made new. And, you know, and just enjoy. Just enjoy the peace of the scripture. Read it every day. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, we're going to talk a little bit about this in the first part of the show. This is a study published recently by Science Advances. So they were saying long-term exposure to more greenery where you're living, on average, may add 2.5 years to your life. So, you know, zoning departments and towns and communities know green trees and grass are important for people to relax. Too much concrete makes people uptight. So biological age, get around some trees and help that biological aging. We're going to talk about that in a little bit here. But last but not least here in the Quack Report, aspartame sweetener declared a possible carcinogen by the World Health Organization. This was, this sweetener is in lots of products all over the globe. It's a lot in your soda. It's in ice cream. It's in chewing gum. They say now it may be a possible cancerous to humans. This is the World Health Organization, the International Agency for Research on Cancer. They conducted some safety reviews on aspartame, and their official report comes out next month. They said they probably will be preparing a label saying the sweetener is a possible carcinogen to humans. But they could do a different label, different levels of label, where it could say is carcinogenic to humans. And I hope they say that because we are all, well, those that have been researching and reading know it's not good for you. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about biological age. Hey, you know, the cosmetic industry makes billions of dollars on people wanting to look younger. So aging is a big deal. And our environment does influence our health. Okay, so the COVID lockdowns, that was a good example of having a negative result on mental health, for instance. So now a recent study in the Journal of Science Advances, they are stating long-term exposure to greenery of nature can help us live longer. And we all know that the word lifespan gets batted around, and it means you know, how long you live, but now science is using a word interchangeably with it. They're using the word health span. Why do you suppose that is? Well, the research on lifespan has increased as statistics on mortality and longevity have declined over the last 3 years. So we have more people dying than are being born. That's a problem. Well, let's look at the age markers. According to a December 2021 report by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, science has looked at human biological age markers, and science is using these as predictors for information that could be possibly leveraged or sold to many areas, like the health complex, health insurance, life insurance. So health affordability, you know, it could leverage and influence that. Also could determine health risks or death predictions. How about predicting estimate on remaining years of your life? So used maybe for social score information, or used by artificial intelligence for diagnosis and treatment plans. So age markers can be used in a lot of areas. So this information is seen as kind of cutting-edge breakthroughs and will have a very profound impact on research and on clinical care. So, for example, if medications are in short supply, the patients with the best outcome on care will receive the drug therapy. However, at the end of the day, these biomarkers can only provide a biological age estimation, an estimate. So science, however, will promote it as a sure thing with a high accuracy rating. And as you can ascertain, this will have a far-reaching implications. So what are the markers they're using in this technology? Well, according to the science, they are using five groups of aging biomarkers that are supposedly able to offer an accurate biological age. On the flip side, drug companies are concerned with this assessment on the biomarkers as it can impact drug therapy. So the best interest of the drug company is not to prevent or reverse aging or to prohibit drug therapy from people who under certain biomarker protocols would not maybe qualify for the drugs that they sell. So just imagine clinical care being declined by a biomarker estimate. So the biological age predictor can have profound impacts. And here are the five groups. Let's see. Telomeres is the one thing that they look at. Now, if you don't know what a telomere is, it's a structure that's found at the end of the chromosomes. And specifically, the length of the telomere is what science is looking at, because as we age, those get shorter. So they're very long when you're born, and as you age, when you get down to the end of your life, they're real almost non-existent. So they're looking at telomeres. They're also looking at composite biomarkers, which are an indicator of your immune system function. The DNA called methylation, which is something you inherit. It's an epigenetic mark or ring of DNA. They also call it epigenetic clock, so kind of biological clock. Also, transcriptional predictors of biological age are also called gene expression. So they look at your gene expression, and also your functional age predictors. So they look at your chronological age as well. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. They said this, each of these tools has unique capabilities and limitations. For this reason, most robust options for the future researcher is likely the inclusion of multiple biomarkers of aging based on those unique features. So they don't want to just use one or two. They want to use as many as they can, and they want to make it accessible, and they want to make it easy and fast type of, a global age ratio or predictor. So this research really, though, on this kind of stuff has been going on since 2017 at least. So they're looking for predictors of global age as well. Science has been tracking human age for a while, and with upcoming technology, the status quo is going to change. Yeah, with the rise in healthcare, and the longer people live, the more expensive care can be. And in some countries, the elderly outnumber the younger generation and have what is called a global aging trend. So Japan is one such country. So they have more elderly than they do young people. And some cultures value their elders and others do not. So the new view on aging is that although it is a natural process, it is seen as an expensive financial burden, and it impairs biological functions. You know, so people as they age, you know, they maybe lose some of their mobility and things. Therefore, the pace of aging has to be assessed by science. They want to know where you are on the aging scale, what they can anticipate for you, and what they'll tolerate and what they won't. So that means predictions of your age and your quality of life is going to be evaluated, and also societal benefit will be established. You know, is it worth it for society to keep us old people living, is basically what that means. So these are age assessment tools that will be monitored by artificial intelligence, and the future allotted age of citizens will tend toward a medical exit plan. So if overall health is abysmal and care too expensive, then certain societal protocols are going to take place. So the social score network will dictate the fate of the elderly. Eventually, that's what's going to happen. So this is what science says about age evaluation. They said this is Molecule Aspects of Aging, December 2022. This is what they say. Routine clinical assessments of the pace of aging must measure age-related changes and must be simple, accurate, non-invasive, and inexpensive. They must rely on modifiable criteria that could be used as a therapeutic target. So, Frank, can you think of a therapeutic target? He's a thinking. Come on, just give me one. In healthcare, what are they using? Oh, is he drawing a blank? Okay. Euthanasia is a therapeutic target. That's what euthanasia is being called, a therapeutic target. So the elderly will have frequent screenings with age calculators, you know, to update their status. And it can be used for health strategies when they're warranted or not, you know. So this could also occur on a very subtle level when older patients may see their general physician, who may say, well, let's do this little scan here to see where we're at. Sounds harmless, doesn't it? So the science is leaving no stone unturned. So this global age trend assessment will include epigenetic features to measure how your environment impacts your health and aging. Remember I said we were going to talk a little bit about that. So science has been also looking into elements that can reverse aging. And so on one published report in the Journal of Science Advances, it shows that where we live impacts our aging process. Okay. Here is Dr. Lifang Hauer. He's with Northwestern University School of Medicine. He says, our study shows that being near green space caused some biological and molecule changes that can be detected in our blood. He continues, biological age really depends on what we do daily, including what we eat, how physically active we are, and the toxins we encounter, end of quote. So living in areas that have green spaces help us age slower. And rural areas with lots of trees and fields reduce stress on the body and helps us age at a slower pace. So science has seen the reversal on studies such as your blood work and green spaces can modify your gene expression, which is one of the tools they use to evaluate your age, which science is now going to predict everybody with. So get out there in the woods, you know, take some time, especially over the holidays coming up, right? So life should, personally, life should end when God says it does, right? So we live in an age, though, of total control. That's coming. So manage the stress in your life, especially in these times. You know, take a long walk in the woods. While you're there, praise God on the walk. You know, it's a spiritual connection to the Creator and improves your health. Yeah. So when your spirit's happy, your mind's happy. When your mind's happy, your body can be happy. So, and some of the herbs that I like to use that God gave us here for the service of man and the healing of the nations is I like to use valerian root. It takes tension out of the nervous system, but it doesn't sedate you. So you can, you know, you're not going to stumble all over the place like you've been drinking. It's not like that. Also, another herb that I like is lobelia. It's in the relaxation formula, the folks at Apothecary Herbs. I like that because it takes tension out of muscles. So people that are upset tend to have tight muscles. They keep a lot of tension somewhere. I'm I get stressed just like anybody else. And some, you know, I go to the chiropractor and they say, well, you're holding a lot of tension in your cervical area. Well, yeah, life's stressful. But then, you know, I do some prayer and some meditation and I do my chiropractic and I do exercise and take my valerian root when I need to. And this helps me cope with this stressful world. Now, if your nervous system needs some more nutrition, you know, it needs B vitamins, B as in boy. One of my favorite things to use is the body food mix. It's a powder. You just make a smoothie with it, but it's a plant-based mix and it does have B's, you know, it has vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins from plants. So it's a nice vegan way to, get some of that nutrition your diet may be missing, so it can fill the gaps a little bit. So if you're interested in that or anything else that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have, because they have a bunch of stuff, they have things for cardio, they have things for, as we said, anxiety, they have things for pets, they have things, snake bite kits and heart attack packs and pandemic kits, so check them out. You can view them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Or if you want to give them a call and request a free catalog, you can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International number, 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And if you're on the website, they do have free online newsletters that go out each week with lots of health information in there. So you could just go up on the website to The Power Herbs, click on books and newsletters and sign up for free. You do need an email address to receive the newsletter, so they're not hard copies. But the free catalog is a hard copy, and one will be mailed to you if you request it either online or over the phone. ThePowerHerbs.com. They are in the middle of their 4th of July sale, which will be ending July 4th. So you want to make sure you get some orders in before then. It's 25% off if your order is $55 or more. The coupon code, if you're online, it's posted on the homepage, but it's SPARK23. You can use that coupon over the phone or on your order form and mail in. But remember, restrictions apply, and also the sale ends soon. So, you know, as they say, get to getting on that. So, you know, stock up on some things. Cleansing is a good time to cleanse in the summer if you haven't done that. And, you know, take the toxins out, put the nutrition in, cleanse and nourish. It's pretty simple. And the body does respond in a very positive way there. I would say, you know, cleanse and nourish is kind of an ancient way of dealing with wellness and prevention of illness. That's what I like to use herbs for. Herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nation. So God said that. He can't lie. Let's see. Okay, we're going to transition now into another topic here. We got a few minutes before we got to take a little break. We're going to be talking about some questions about the FDA's grass list. So we've all heard the question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? So considering your herbs and your vitamins, your minerals, that's a kind of an excellent question to ask the FDA. So what came first, FDA? Our casual consumption of foods for health or the birth of the FDA's approval process? Well, we all know the answer to that. These days, life doesn't seem to be so simple, and neither does the food anymore. So everywhere you look, there's scientific communities splicing and dicing up the DNA of the food sources, and worse. So it makes you kind of wonder about the safety regulations the scientific community and the FDA and the medical industries are operating under. So, so the FDA has a grass list. Do you know what a grass list is, Frank? Grass, G-R-A-S, stands for generally recognized as safe. So the FDA is telling you what it says is safe to consume. Okay. So unfortunately, I'm not talking about things like maybe cannabis or poppy. Those regulatory guidelines are quite different. But the grass list particularly does reflect more of a food medicinal list of things. So the grass list was inspired by the U.S. Congress, actually. There is a kind of a whole lot of talk and speculation regarding the FDA's new dietary ingredient guidelines that they rolled out, but so much so that numerous articles and town hall meetings had been held. And like any piece of paper intended to eventually be made into law, it's all in the interpretation of who's reading it. So the Supreme Court ruling on, let's say, your Obamacare is a good example, you know. So the release of the FDA's NDI seems to attempt to remove some previous established methods for safety and the importance of your grass list. So a lot of the elements on your grass list, for instance, the FDA is roughly 420 substances on that list, and many of them are used in your dietary supplements. So therefore, products using grass list substances actually should be exempt from the NDI approval processes. Okay, they're generally recognized as safe already. Okay, guess what's on the list, Frank? Something everybody uses every day is a culinary herb. Oregano. Or garlic. Right? That's on the grass list for the FDA. So why would you have to go through a regulatory process to approve that? You shouldn't have to. So you can go to the FDA's website and click on food. From there, you can type in what substances you want to check out. For instance, you could enter herbs on the grass list and then food additives and look at a status list there that appears in alphabetical order. You can click on any of those letters in the alphabet for a substance to pop up. Let's say you wanted to check garlic, so you click on G for garlic. And many of your organic nutrients, your herbs, your minerals, your vitamins are on this list, reflecting that the FDA already considers them to be safe ingredients and substances. Ooh, I'm long in this segment, so we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Alrighty, we're back, and we're talking about what the FDA considers safe out there for you all as far as supplements go. And, the U.S. Congress in 1994 said this: substances that are generally recognized among experts qualified by scientific training and experience to evaluate their safety have been adequately shown to be safe under the conditions of intended use and are excluded from the definition of a food additive. Wow. So, that's Congress. So what are the requirements? So what does it take for an item to be listed on the FDA's prestigious GRAS list? Well, the terms listed have gone through the FDA's GRAS review, and many of the items are self-affirmed. So the FDA is required to maintain this database called GRAS list inventory. And it is interesting that in 1997, the FDA itself issued a proposal rule that an independent panel of experts meeting congressional guidelines that was established as the DSHEA could confirm the safety of substances and notify the FDA if the self-affirmation of inclusion of GRAS list is warranted. This rule was intended to streamline and make the process faster for substance approval. Unfortunately, that rule never got finalized. So what's on the list? Well, what substances you will find on the GRAS list? Well, there are groups of substances like carbohydrates, sugars, fiber, lipids, proteins, extracts, enzymes, minerals, and so forth. So once the substance is on the GRAS list, it can be used in foods, and it can be used in beverages. So in other words, if you've ever been to the meat counter and you pulled out, you know, some, let's say, ground turkey meat, and you read the label, and it says turkey, water, and then thyme. Thyme is a meat preservative. The ancient world used it all the time. And so it's on the GRAS list, so it can be used like that. Also, thanks to congressional federal laws known as the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, supplements are also allowed to be used as such without special labeling. So many supplements and the ingredients used in supplements already have GRAS list status. So this means, according to your FDA, it is on the GRAS list. It has already gone through various studies, animal studies even, including toxicology reports. And in most cases, we now have historical data of human use and safety as well, using herbs down through time. So it would be kind of redundant for many supplements to go through a time-consuming and expensive FDA NDI process when they're already on the GRAS list. Now, in 1958, Congress enacted the Food Additives Amendments to the FD&C Act, and this act defined that a food additive was, it defined what it was, and that it required some pre-market approval and establishment of a standard review. So make, you know, check it out, make sure it's okay. So it also established that food additives were, well, they're kind of different than the GRAS list substances in some cases. So your food additives would be substances such as preservatives, coloring agents, emulsifiers, sweeteners, thickeners, and so forth. So the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act helped to answer some questions: what is food and what is a food additive? So Congress made a distinction and put supplements in the food category. But, you know, they want to change stuff all the time, so don't celebrate yet. Even though the previous laws and the processes and the empirical history show that whole foods and organic supplements, you know, medicinal herbs and things, should be exempt from further harassment from regulatory agencies, but we still have this whim of interpretation that we, you know, have to worry about. With enough power and money, you can reverse and rewrite anything. So where are those who have, you know, the grit to call, you know, well, stand up and say no? It's like, I call it the John Wayne gene, right? Right? That's when you have true grit. So people need to stand up for, even to their leaders, and tell them, you know, enough's enough here. Vitamin C, for instance, real authentic rose hips vitamin C, or even from bell peppers and strawberries, is not a threat, typically. So people need to stand up and just say, start saying no to stuff. Start saying, or you're going to see things just go bye-bye. The poor people, the European area, they lost over 20,000 herbs in one day when the European Union took over. I get calls from the people of the European Union. They don't have what we have here. You know, it's all by prescription, controlled by doctors and the government. Well, John Wayne once said, I won't be wronged, I won't be insulted, and I won't be laid a hand on. And I don't do things to other people. I don't do those things to other people, and I require the same from them. So it's respect, right? Everybody here that's listening has the power to stand up for righteousness' sake. We're in a spiritual war right now, and people that take supplements, they take them to stay well. So if they start highly regulating your supplements, what does that do? It pushes cost up. Availability kind of shrinks. And then the ones that remain on the market probably aren't being made very well, probably from drug companies. So you want to stand up for your rights to be able to have access to good whole foods, clean water, medicinal herbs, the things that you need for wellness. All right, so people are kind of standing up in lots of ways, though. I'm really encouraged, and a lot of them are just saying no, and they're saying no to healthcare in a lot of ways. I don't know how many people, Frank, I talk to week after week. They just call and say, can I have a catalog? And they said, I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't trust the system. That's what they're saying. This is a study from Finland. They were reporting there seems to be a trend in people with defiance and a lack of trust in modern medicine. So the report gives the impression that people globally are kind of moving towards alternative medical treatments. But you know what? I don't call natural medicinals and natural healing therapies alternative medicine. That's the original medicine. The alternative medicine is petrochemical drugs, because they didn't come about until 1940. So we're going to take a look at this. This is a 2020 Finland report. University of Turku, Finland, and the University of Bristol, the UK, joined in, and they released some findings. This was August 2020, that individuals are reacting negatively to rules regarding health and the recommendations they're getting regarding health. So what people across the globe are reacting to is medical tyranny in different levels. So healthcare has kind of become more of a political tool, because global governments, people in power don't care about health. No, not really. They care about the control it can give them. Yeah. So this is what is happening with declared global pandemics. This is what's ushered this in. People are reacting negatively towards rules and recommendations. People express lower trust in medicine overall. People express lower trust in recommended treatments. They express distrust in prescribed substances, and people trust the diagnosis, but maybe not the treatment plan, and then they seek an alternative. Also, people have more negative attitudes towards vaccines than before, and they reject vaccine treatments. Mm-hmm. And low trust in medicine increases the use of complementary and alternative care. See? It's kind of interesting. Researchers from Finland and the UK are determining this. They kind of studied a group of 770 people. They asked them, are you going to trust your doctor's diagnosis? And they go, yes. Are you going to trust what your doctor wants to treat you with? And they said no. So this research did get published in the August 2020 Public Library of Science Journal. Here's a quote from Anne Scoviri. She's a research fellow, University of Finland. She says, this vaccine recommendation given to authorities or by social pressure in society to get vaccinated may cause defiance in people when they feel forced to do something or if someone is trying to persuade them. A little applied pressure, maybe guilt thrown in. So this is what the COVID did, Frank. This is what COVID did to people. People just don't trust the establishment much. Here's another statement in the report. They said, because of the defiance, people may act contrary to what is expected of them. They don't see, they want obedience. They don't want defiance. They don't want you to be contrary. Mm-mm-mm. So it has become a position of medicine and other authorities. They're expecting the patients to conform and obey regardless of their political, religious, or personal view. That has nothing to do with anything, according to them. You need to just comply. Let's see. They go on to say, in this case, defiance can lead to skepticism towards medical doctors and negative attitudes towards vaccines and vaccine refusal, even vaccine refusal. End of quote. So, yeah, people don't trust you. What is in that syringe? So scientific medicine is kind of astonished. Basically, they're taken back that more people are rejecting their treatments for the alternative medicine instead. So medicine's definition of alternative or complementary medicine are treatments that have not been approved by scientific medicine as evidence-based. But as we've been learning, a lot of the research science says is a good treatment, either, you know, medical device or medical drug, those are all fraud. So it's not really science-based or evidence-based at all. So this means your science has not been able to establish the treatment, work through the scientific method and give it the okay. Well, they really don't want to do that when it comes to you using medicinal herbs because that can't be patented. There's not a ton of money in that. And they really don't care about wellness. They just want to make a ton of money. Frank, what'd you say? How many decades did they push trust your doctor down everyone's throat? Then they betrayed everyone and no one trusts them. It's pretty simple. Yeah. See? Well, when you come out looking like a liar, you know, people aren't dumb. So, but anyway, scientific medicine is astonished by our reaction to this whole COVID thing and the fallout and everything else. So this means science has not been able to establish, you know, your natural treatments are beneficial for you because they don't want to. So natural healing methods are not like scientific medicine and therefore most likely will never get the stamp of approval from science. It's a different philosophy. So when you're taking drug therapies, it's forcing the system through a chemical to behave a certain way, or the chemical makes the metabolism shift and operate a different way. It doesn't work with the system. It doesn't get at the cause of the imbalance. So therefore, you're not going to get a cure that way. You're going to get symptom management and drugs for life that way. So the Finland study reported that a whopping 40% of parents with young children use alternative products. See, that didn't sit well. Oh, no. And they called the parents neglectful, putting their children at risk. And by the way, that 40% is a huge jump from previous estimates in the high 20s and low 30s. So, what did COVID accomplish here? So to use, this is also Anna Scoveri, again, Finland. She says, to use complementary and alternative medicine may be a way for people to feel like they are free to make decisions in matters that concern their own health. What is she suggesting there, Frank? That we're not supposed to be free to make those decisions is what she's saying. So it appears that Ms. Soveri of the Finland thinks people shouldn't have the freedom to make those health decisions, and her statement suggests people should not be free to do so. Perhaps she's following Dr. Fauci, who also said, Dr. Fauci said, the independent spirit of Americans has gotten in the way. Now it's time for Americans to follow the rules and do what they're told. Fauci went on to say, scientists are perceived throughout this pandemic as authoritarian by the public due to the steps we've taken to combat the virus. It's unfortunate that science has been lumped into politics. Surveys have found that Democrats are more likely than Republicans to view COVID as a major threat to public health. There's a whole lot wrong with that statement. So in the next breath from Fauci, we're hearing that there have been 10 million Americans who have contracted COVID, 242,000 died. And, of course, these numbers did go up after this report. That's 24%. Fauci suggests that more lockdowns and social distancing, wearing more a mask, and then he backpedaled that, of course. So the media, you know, isn't helpful in getting any of this truth out either. So Fauci's bad advice did have purpose, though. If Fauci's advice would have produced more deaths and it would have incited more fear, and the public may have demanded the vaccine, but a pathogen that Fauci has a vested interest in, he's got a patent on it. People said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!" So the manipulation, the deception, beyond awful, of course, mandating lockdowns and experimental vaccines is really medical tyranny. That's what it is. So it's no wonder people are searching for alternatives when they perceive their scientists are causing a problem and trying to sell them a solution that makes it worse. I think the mask wearing was a test of compliance and to remove your individual identity at the same time. So there are other deep matters in play with pandemics like that, and it's not everyone may be aware of all these levels that came into play. But things are done in secret, but God says he'll expose them in the light. See? So God has given us lots of provisions. And as I said, if you read scripture from Genesis or Revelation, God is in telling us, you know, I gave you these medicinal herbs. They're kind of right under your nose. Why don't you learn to use them? I mean, if you can navigate the ocean and chart the stars, I'm thinking you can use these herbs and be well. So God provides us all with good things. He has this whole universe in balance. He sustains everything. Okay? He made the human body, and he made the medicinal plants. So he knows the chemistry. He knows what's needed. So he's not neglected us at all with regards to natural medicine to help us through. So now is a really an excellent time, and time is growing short for us to get involved, be proactive with your natural medicinals so that you have provision, especially in times of calamity. You need to have that. Plus, if you think about it, it could be another element of trade. You know, if you needed something from your neighbor, you could trade some medicinals for something that they had that you needed. So this would be the time to get as prepared as you can. Let God worry about what you can't do. Do the best you can. But learn how the medicinal herbs can bridge gaps where there's a glut of nutrition or there's an imbalance. Herbs are designed to help the body regenerate and heal because they're packed full of nutrition. So they're not gene editing or you know, hormone replacement stuff. That's modern medicines. That's their deal. So it works with your system gently to help you. So of course, sometimes you do have to go seek care. So use common sense. So trauma care is important. Sometimes you have to get a different perspective. Maybe you have to go to a naturopath, and maybe you're missing something, right? Everybody can be missing something. Maybe it's subtle, and you can miss it, and it can be a big deal with regards to recovery. So, you know, use common sense, learn what you can. The folks at Apothecary Herbs do have a very nice catalog with a table of contents, and you can kind of look through it. They do list products and ingredients and counter-regulatory information for you there, making you aware. Sometimes, you know, you won't want to use certain supplements with other products you may be using. So, you know, an educated consumer is the very best customer. So sign up for their newsletters. Get empowered with information that goes out each week, and they're absolutely free. Now, the radio show Herb Talk is also archived on the site. So if you miss the show or you want to go back and listen, some of you out there I know take notes when the show is on. That's okay. If you miss something, you can go back and re-listen. So I think this weekend we're going to be posting several shows for June up there on the website. So we're a little behind in that. But check it out this weekend. It should be there. But you just go to the powerherbs.com website and you click on the little tab Herb Talk. It's at the top of the homepage, and that'll take you to the radio archive page. And then all the shows are by date and topic, and you click on the date of the show you want to hear, and it'll start to play. So, and the archives are free too. If you really want to start a basic understanding of herbal medicine, then pick up a copy of the Power Herbs book. Now, this is an ebook. It's a PDF form. It's or a Kindle or iPad, and those are downloads. They're also up there on the online store at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletters, and you can select your file that you want, PDF, Kindle, or iPad. And the book is 400 pages. Lots of great information in there to help you get your feet wet with herbs. And great symptom herb reference guide in there, because herbs are timeless, really. And it's $14.99. So check it out and get empowered. Knowledge is power. So, I mean, I can still remember over about 25 years ago, discovering at a very critical point in my life when a family member was in dire need. Herbs just came through like, you know, a miracle, and reversed a condition in 24 hours. It was my inspirational moment where I said, I want to be an herbalist. I want to learn to do that. That's like the world's best kept secret. And so that's what I did. I went to herb school and learned how to do all that. And it's not as complicated as you think. You know, you can start with the basics and get comfortable with herbs, you know. And then you'll get to the point where you'll know exactly what herb you need, right? You'll need, oh, I need this herb because I have a head cold, or I need this herb because I have a virus, or I need this herb because I have a UTI. You're going to know that. Eventually, that's what happens. It's like you learn to brush your teeth and tie your shoes as a kid. You can learn how to do that. It's not hard. I don't think God expected us to rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy. Well, I can see I'm out of time, but don't forget the 4th of July sale underway at thepowerherbs.com. Save 25% on orders of $55 or more. Details online, or give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician for using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.